1 month after federal elections were held in the Netherlands Antilles, 8 of the 10 parliamentary parties have finally agreed to work together to form a new central government coalition. Two parties on the largest island of Curaçao, including the party of the outgoing Antillean Prime Minister, say they won't join the new government. It could be the last federal administration, as 4 of the 5 Dutch Antillean territories say the system isn't working and they want to leave. From St. Martin, here's Neil Nunes.
The central government, which is the legislative arm governing the entire Netherlands Antilles, is scheduled to be sworn in on the 25th of March. As expected, outgoing Prime Minister Miguel Poirier's restructured Antillean party, the PAR, will end up in the opposition benches. The PAR maintains that it will not work with the Frente Obrero Labour Party, which won the most seats, 5, at the January 18 polls. The People's National Party of Deputy Prime Minister Susie Camille Roemer, which shares the PAR's viewpoint, will also be in opposition. All eyes are now on the parties forming the new coalition to see which issues will take center stage in the new Netherlands Antilles central government, expected to be the last of its kind in the Dutch kingdom.
The issue of fiscal reform, changes to our tax system, stands very high on their agenda. For St. Martin, the issue of the economic recovery also stands out. And then what we consider naturally very important is the position